This is the Noobie Brothers Podcast. Two nerd dads talking about anything and everything. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, make sure to check out the guys on social media. You can find them both on their radio station site, x106.5.com. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe so you do not miss another episode. Loading the episode now in 3, 2, 1.
Did you have a chance to check the Power World app?
I did not. Okay. I wanted to.
Yeah.
I did. I really did. I just, you know.
Life.
I mean, like, seriously, like, it's so funny because I would say in the past, let's just say week, 7 days, I've played approximately 50 minutes worth of video games.
Yeah. And, dude, nothing is more infuriating. For whatever reason, my Xbox, it's wired in directly to our internet. Every time I turn on my Xbox, it says there's no internet. And I fight with this thing for a good 5 to 6
That's
minutes.
That's wild.
It's been happening for like the past year, and I've like tried Googling it, and everyone's like, oh, you got to connect to the Wi-Fi. And I'm like, you suck, because that's not how this works.
Maybe your Ethernet cable? Is it
no, I've tried different ones.
Okay, it's, all right.
What I drilled it down to is there's some setting on our internet that the Xbox doesn't like, and you have to like reconfigure it to make it work. And I, it's just like,
it's a lot of work.
Again, got 50 minutes to play video games. Right. The last thing I want to be doing is messing around with it so that I can play video games.
I find here's what I do. Like I'll try to get a game of Madden in.
Yep.
I can do that in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, what I do is play Grand Theft Auto and spin the wheel at the casino.
Yeah.
That's literally the two things I do on the on video games right now. And I'd like to do more. I set up, I have PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox One, and a mini Nintendo in my bedroom set up just because the thought was, you know, when I'm in bed,
I'll game.
I'll have some time to game.
Yep.
But the reality is, I'm like, I don't know, man. This bed is pretty comfy. I think it might be time to go to bed. We were done watching TV or watching movies or whatever we were doing last night at 9:30.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, great. I get some gaming in.
Yeah, nope.
And I was like, no, I'll probably just strap on my my Top Gun Maverick CPAP mask and go to bed.
Yeah. We were in a similar situation where when Quinn was first born, she slept essentially through the whole night. Never woke up. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any problems. So I didn't mind gaming then. Like, Nicole would have to feed her right before bed. So in between the feeding and hanging out with Nicole, I'd play a few video games, probably get like a game of Fortnite in or something. And then Nicole and I would go hang out. And then when she was going to bed, I'd go play a little bit more.
Right.
Now, because Quinn's waking up like 2-3 times a night, I'll be sitting there playing Fortnite at 9:30 going, this is time I could be getting as much sleep as possible before this kid wakes me up. So,
and, you know, I remember when my kid, she was like 6 months old, I could hold her and play video games at the same time.
I've tried. Quinn doesn't like it.
Yeah, it's a little difficult. It's not the easiest in the world. But I remember she was probably just about a year old. She was sitting on my lap, and I was playing video. I was playing Grand Theft Auto.
And, like, enjoying it?
And she was sitting there, and she started pushing the B button, which is the punch button.
Oh, yeah.
And she beat a bystander to death. And I had never been more
You're
proud.
So proud.
I was like, that's my baby.
This is it, yeah.
But other than that, I can't get her to really be. She likes playing some games on the phone, but she, you know, she's really into right now, and it's really frustrating.
What?
She's into these really weird ass YouTube videos.
Like what?
Like Russian counting videos? It's like kid videos for Russians.
Okay.
And it's like, it's not even in English. It's not trying to teach
Does
you.
Does she understand it at all?
No. It's just all about the colors and then the numbers and stuff like that. And it's like, I appreciate that. And then there's like, she really likes these ASMR videos that are done by, I can only imagine the people that do these as weird fucks. Like, I would never I would never let my kid near the person who makes these videos because they're not geared towards kids necessarily.
No, it feels like it's
like all the containers are like Paw Patrol and I'm just like, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. So it's like, a very noticeably 3D printed fish container.
Yeah.
Right? It's in the shape of a fish. Mm-hmm. And the person does the ASMR tap, 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 tap. Weird, you know.
It like, gives you the creeps, right?
Because you know how creepy people are and what they use those videos for. So I know what's going on, but my kid, she likes the colors and she likes the slime. So they take them and they like flap and then and it's like they put them into this fish and they put it with glitter and it's like the kid likes it, but I'm just like, don't like that.
Yeah. No, you know? I one of my favorite things to do is like when I stumble on an ASMR, I don't know, someone live on TikTok or something, is just trying to figure out what got the person to that point.
Yeah.
Like, listen, if you're making money off it, I'm not going to judge in that way.
Sure.
But it's just such a wild chain of events to get to that. Like, there's no way you just wake up and you're like, all right, I'm gonna talk into the microphone now and hit scratch, scratch, scratch. Yeah.
That's literally what it is.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't understand. Like, what does that do for you? I don't get it. But, you know, it's not my, like you said, I'm not going to judge. Like, if people want to sell their socks on the internet, their dirty socks, I don't care. Do whatever you got to do. I'm a body positive person. So, like, do what you got to do.
Not even that. I get, the word's not offended. I think it's jealous of people that can come up with a concept, and I know they're not necessarily coming up with ASMR.
Well, no,
in that
they're just they're copying somebody who found something accidentally. There's no way a person was like, I know that people are aurally fixated, so I will
whisper and make weird noises.
And even was mainstream because there was. Do you remember there was a commercial?
Yes,
I think it was
Super Bowl commercial, right?
Where they were tapping the bottle and you know stuff like that, and again. I don't know this for a fact. There are a lot of things that are done for creepy self pleasure type of reasons. And I feel like this is one
like
of those.
Hooking
things.
Up with a car. There's that guy that like loves his car, remember? Have you not seen that story?
I don't remember.
That dude like straight up gets it on with his car.
But there's so he gets really horny, huh?
Hey.
Yeah. Is it wheeling or you know does he have to convince it?
No, I think it's well. Hopefully it's wheeling.
Do you think he's got a V8 or a V6? I mean, V6 is perfectly average.
Dude, you would. V6 is a lot bigger than you think it is. No.
Yeah, no, V12. Now we're talking.
Dude, we had this is a whole other side comment or a conversation. Or
dude, by the way, this is nothing that we had planned on talking about. This is all. We have a whole list of things we were planning on talking about that we haven't even looked at yet. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, so I do over the weekend. I helped.
This started with Powell World.
Powell World, which, by the way, we need to revisit that whole conversation because it's the most insane game ever, and I think I love it.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if it's just like a flash in the pan for me, and I'm just going to go back
to
my
old
ways.
That happens a lot.
But I produced this fishing show over the weekends.
Well, yeah, as you do.
Mm-hmm. Here for the stations, and the fishing show guys.
What's the cast?
Hey, well, dude, I try to make these puns to these
guys.
Are
you trying to lure people into listening to the show?
I try to make so many jokes.
Don't warm your way out of this now.
They don't want to ever hear it. But they had me cut a commercial for them for a boat, a Yamaha V6 F350.
Jesus. A boat with a V6?
Yes.
Wow.
And so I, as you can tell, am very manly and do a lot of...
I get that impression from you. Also, when I see you on a fishing show, I think that guy is
definitely
a master baiter.
That dude definitely is not scared to touch the fish.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm terrified.
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm just hooked on these puns.
Okay. But either way, so I record this whole spot, right? 60 seconds of
me. And then when you're done, you're like, Fiend.
I'm Fiend. No, I felt guilty.
Oh, okay, all right,
because I had no idea what I said. I talked for 60 seconds into a microphone, and I knew maybe six words. Like, I was like, I don't know.
How is that different from most times?
Because at least, I do a gym endorsement. I at least know what I'm saying. I'm telling a story. Like, it's understandable. It's relatable. This whole thing, I was like, I don't even know if I put the right, like, emphasis on words.
You
to,
put
like,
the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I don't even know if I said this right.
Yeah, I get that.
But they seemed cool with it. So, like, here we go. But fishing also... Some of the slang for the fishing show, and we don't have to go down this road, borderline not allowed, like not okay.
Oh, I follow you. So I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Some things they say on the air, I'm like, is that, what did you just say?
You're like, is this real?
Yeah. This, if you keep,
I rot it.
But either way, back to Pow World.
Okay, Pow World. We're back to Pow World.
Which is essentially Pokemon with guns.
It's Pokemon Gat is what it is.
Literally. It's so similar in the aspect of the creatures that you're catching in the game compared to the creatures that Pokemon has.
Okay, so like I actually did some research. I didn't play the game.
Yeah.
But I did do some research into this. Number one, Nintendo and Pokemon International are
suing?
Looking, not yet.
Okay.
But they're investigating into if they're going to sue or not.
Yeah.
The creator and the company of the creator of the game, they said that it's and they did say, and there has been proof that there are a lot of animals that aren't exactly like Pokemon
but
stuff.
Close.
No, not.
Yeah.
There are some things that are identical, like, and then there are other things that are not.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then also both of the companies, Nintendo and Pokemon, and the company that makes this game, based in Japan. So if there is a lawsuit,
is it different?
It's
rules?
Different rules. There's no fair use in Japan.
Okay,
so it's actually harsher than here in America. So it's harsher. So
oh no.
That said, when there
they
is
have it, yeah.
there is a suit brought, if there is
It'll
in fact
crazy.
A suit brought, it's going to be local and not an international trip.
It'll probably still be talked about a lot, I would imagine.
Yeah,
but
totally. It'll be a big story, but it's not going to be anything
be different.
That like the FTC has to get involved in.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because the numbers I saw in this game are absolutely ridiculous.
Insane.
2 million people playing at any given time.
That's wild.
That number is astronomical.
By the way, because we had a plan to do this with the Fortnite Lego thing, and then we both lost interest in the game.
I didn't want to lose interest. I really loved the concept, and I was into it for a second, but I can't devote the kind of time that it needs.
Yeah. You know? So similar with this, because you can create a world, and other people can create bases in that world and all that stuff. So the island I created in my game is called Newbie Brothers Island.
Nice.
So I can get a code, and I can send it to you or anybody listening that is playing the game.
And I can live in your world?
Yes.
Can I play in it when you're not there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Game's free, right?
Well, with Game Pass. I'm not sure if it's not without Game Pass, but it was free for me.
Okay.
So for anybody else that if they want to be a part of that, like we said, we get to play for 50 minutes at most. So you'll probably be like the person carrying the whole island at that point.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a part of it, we can send you a code and get that going.
I'm
going
to build a really ugly house next to yours just to bring your property values down.
So I currently have, I caught, I don't even know what they are. They're like lizards with hoodies on, but they're... But they're really good at moving stuff.
Oh, good.
So
are they movers?
Pretty much, dude. So I'm pretty much using them right now. I have a cat that goes and breaks down the trees and the rocks, and then I have the lizards go pick up the rocks and put them in the thing. Now, two of them are upset with the work conditions, but I don't know how to fix that. So
are they going to unionize, you think?
I mean, if they do, I'll just kill them. But
Jesus. Mobs?
I'm just saying, like if you're causing problems in my work environment, then you got to go.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, you're evil.
Apparently, I haven't tried this. You can use the PAL spheres to capture people in the game, too. And then they can work at your camp.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
This is not okay.
And then the creators were talking about the whole thing, and they were asked why they put guns in the game. And their direct quote was something along the lines of, Americans love guns, and America was a big market for us, so we put in guns.
No, not wrong.
Clearly it worked.
I mean, honestly, like, that's a big thing missing from Lego Fortnite is if I had a gun, I would probably feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because I hate that I have to make a crossbow every 15 minutes.
Yeah, and this is the weapons do get damaged, and they can break, but with a workbench, instead of making a new one, you can repair the one that you have, and it'll just do it.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. Two of my animals, I think they're called pals, whatever, they don't have beds right now, and I'm not
Everybody got to have a bed?
Well, it's kind of a part of
this
it.
This is all feeling really wrong.
It's sort of wrong.
Really wrong.
It's sort of really
wrong.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah. Pokemon's cute and great.
But
and
don't they fight to the death also?
Till they faint.
Oh, they're not
It's
dead.
Like Fortnite. You're eliminated. You're not killed. You know, like they use certain
I mean,
words.
That is better because, you know, it's much cuter to fight with someone until they're unconscious,
right,
I guess,
and you just bring them back, bring them up. But this is quite literally like killing. Like if you are with your little penguin Pow World thing in the desert walking around and the notification comes up and says, you are hungry, that penguin's got to go. And you can do that. Oof. It's messy, dude. Oof. It's messy. So,
what
either way,
with people, can you eat people?
So, I haven't tried.
You kill people?
Yes.
Okay.
So, what happened was when you start the game, I think you start all in the same spot. So, where I started, I was like just trying to get my bearings, and there's a person by a fire, and you can go talk to him. And I was talking to him, and I didn't understand how to use like any of the equipment yet. So I went and punched a tree to get enough wood to make a bat. And then I had the bat, and I went back to talk to the person, and I bashed him over the head with the bat. But you can't, like, innocent people, they're like, are cops and people. So, like, if I hit an innocent person, then you're wanted.
How is there a cop in a desert island?
These people came out of the woods. Like, I hit this person, there was like seven of them. Now, I killed
it's
everybody.
It's not a desert island. You just landed on the coast
you're just
somewhere.
In a place. No, but there are bad guys, and they have bases and all this stuff. And, like, as you get better, you can, like, raid them and take their things, too. But yeah, man, it's a weird concept of a game and it feels wrong, but I love every second of it. And I don't know what that says about me, but you know, it's a good time.
It says a lot of bad things about you, I think.
You're going to think I'm an idiot for this.
I already do, yeah.
Okay, good. Mm. So the Boeing plane stuff.
Which one?
The door getting sucked out.
The Jeep Wrangler of the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the door getting sucked out got me thinking. Between that and someone talking about how a certain percentage of men think they could fist fight a bear and win, mm-hmm. which I know is not possible.
Not possible.
Like a bear will absolutely
maul you to
death.
There's not a human alive who could fist fight a bear
right.
and win.
Part of me thinks if I got sucked out of a plane,
nope.
I could convince myself in the fall that I could survive.
Nope.
Like, I would have a plan. Like, I would attempt things.
Well, first of all, this sounds really stupid, but let's hear the plan.
So, like, I think if I got sucked out of an airplane, you know how the...
Would you make a parachute out of your shirt?
Well, I was thinking that could work.
No?
You know, you tie the top. It's like a little balloon. It at least makes your fall a little less fast.
Let me ask you a question. In this scenario, are you Bugs fucking Bunny?
I don't know.
Because if you are, then you might have a case.
sure. But you know how, like, the say I'm in a hoodie, right? In this situation, it's cold out. I wore a hoodie.
Okay.
I get sucked out of the plane.
All right.
Could I?
No.
Potentially.
Nope.
Do it like one of those wingsuits.
Nope.
You know, like if the suit can come out enough and I can hold it, can I create Mm-mm. enough to be able to control myself maybe into some water and then live?
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man.
It's the wrong material. It's not the right material, number one.
I don't think I would live, but I think in the... How long do you think it takes to fall out of an airplane to hit
Probably
the ground?
A while. Depends on how far you are up, but it takes a while.
So, say 4 minutes? 5 minutes?
You know what you could do? You could order an Uber.
Yeah.
and have him blow up a bouncy house at the bottom, and you land on it, and you're fine.
Well, you're going to need a second one because you're going to bounce.
Right, that's a good point.
So in that 4 minutes of falling, that's a long time to think about what's about to happen.
Sure.
I'm not saying that
not long enough to formulate a plan to live, but yes.
No, I'm not saying that I would probably try those things.
Well, yeah, you're going to try everything, but it's not going to work.
But that's what I mean is I think in that time, like I wouldn't be, that whole time wouldn't be, oh my God, I'm about to die. I'm falling out of a plane.
You know what you should do is try to run in place and see if you can
flap your arms
as fast as possible. Or open your mouth and fill your body up with air until you turn into a balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things would all work just as well as what you're describing.
But I think in that fall, like, multiple attempts to survive would happen.
You know what you should just do is wear wingsuits onto planes.
Always. 100%.
That's what you should always do.
Or just always go with a parachute.
Oh, that's not a terrible
idea.
That
wouldn't be... I mean, like, if TSA...
It'd be suspicious. It'd be suspicious.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Like, if you're in a full parachute walking on a plane, they're going to be like, why do you need that?
It's like, you never know.
Listen, you got doors flying
off. I mean, you do have a good argument, because not just the door, the other day, a wheel fell off one of those planes.
I'm saying, just let me just open the door, drop me off, and then you guys try to land.
It's logical. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Would it count as a carry-on?
Here, it might. It's the size of a backpack.
Yeah.
You just slide it under the seat.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think you're ever going to be in a situation where you're going to be able to parachute out of the plane.
No.
I think that you're not going to know that something's going to happen.
But if that door comes flying off.
Yeah.
I mean, I just need to run and jump and I'm good and I'm gone.
That's true. What are you going to do with everybody else in your family?
Well, hopefully they take my advice and also have parachutes.
Everybody's got to get a little baby parachute for Quinn that's this big.
hold on. Quinn, a 15-pound child.
Yeah.
Falling out of a plane.
Oh, my God. Why would you even say that?
With my shirt tied, tops tied. If she held on.
No.
You think she'd float?
No.
That's
not how that works.
She only needs
those
so
don't
much.
Float.
She only needs.
That's the point. It's the fabric. The material has to be right.
Okay.
It's not, unless you buy a brand of hoodie that's made out of parachute.
Like thick. Oh, dude. That might be it.
Oh, I think we're on to something
hoodie,
here.
The hoodie shoe?
So, like, what it is it's just a hoodie, and then you slide it off, and it's attached to the waist, and then the top bunches.
It's just a parachute. Is it going to be enough? Like, because at that point, you're going weight to...
It's not going to be enough for me, for sure, because I would need a parachute, a pretty big parachute.
Fair.
But normal people...
Yeah, how do you know? Like, is that a thing? How do you know what size parachute?
There's definitely a drag to weight ratio that you have to have.
Let's see
for sure.
Well, let me see if that's like a thing because how do I drag? Okay, under cruising conditions for an airplane, lift is equal to the weight.
That's the plane.
Yes.
That's for takeoff and landing.
But so would
that's not for parachuting.
Yeah, so rate parachute. Let me type typical values of drag coefficient to a parachute is about 1.75 compared to this is for a rocket. What are we doing here?
I don't even know what you just said.
That's like my Ford F-350 commercial. Nobody knows what just happened.
What just happened?
It needs to be big.
It's got to be big.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's not how a parachute works. But a windsuit, on the other hand.
A wingsuit. Yeah, but how do you land one of those things?
Well, you have to... Do it well. I think typically they do come with a parachute.
Yeah,
so.
I think you have to parachute after
what
that.
What if you just brought a portable hang glider? Hang glider, not hand. Hang glider.
Like in Fortnite.
Yes.
Like you just, whoop, just fly in. That'd be so efficient.
Yeah, I think so
I wish
too.
That was like a real life.
Maybe
thing.
Just a kite. Just
a full-on
kite with a bungee attached.
I guess maybe that would probably be the closest.
Reality is, you're just going to die.
Right, there's no chance.
There's no working your way around it. It's just, it's a death in a tin can.
I'm just trying to think what would go through my head in the potentially 4 minute fall.
The seat in front of you would. Oh, you mean in the fall?
In the
ground.
Fall.
The ground would go through your head.
The ground will once we're done.
Right.
But in that, I mean, that's a long time to really think about
stuff.
You
almost got time to take in an episode of The Office on your way down. You know what I mean?
Like check some TikToks, you know, Instagram Reels.
Did you ever see the movie Crank? With Jason Statham?
No.
He falls out of a helicopter and he has time to call his wife.
No.
He's like, I'm sorry, I'm falling out of a helicopter. And I'm sorry, I haven't been good for you. And then, but in that movie, he hits the ground, bounces, and lives.
See, he did it.
But that's a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
so, like, I saw a movie where a giant lizard fought a monkey. So I don't think that necessarily you can count on movies to give you real life.
Did you see the, there's a graphic going around of Godzilla and talking about how in all the Godzilla movies, when he's walking, his lizard kneecaps are essentially out of the water when he's walking, which means his legs, like if you're going to touch the bottom of the ocean.
Hundreds of feet long.
Have to be stupid
long. Right. Well, maybe he's just flipping his feet down there like this. Like a fucking duck. You know what I mean?
Honestly, like, it might be funnier.
He's just ducking it up over there. You know what I mean?
That's like the least intimidating thing that could happen.
I mean, seriously, it wouldn't be as scary. You'd be like, oh, that's
adorable.
No,
if like a 20-story long lizard's coming at me, but his feet are in the water, like, I'll be like, ah, you're cute.
I saw a picture of Godzilla coming out of the water with a gun.
Oh, in Power World?
Is that what it is? Godzilla is, we call him Gatzilla is what we call him. I don't know if that's, did you watch Godzilla versus Kong?
I saw one of them.
Yeah.
Is there multiple?
I don't, probably.
Like newer ones, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I saw the one where they end up, like, fighting, but, like, King Kong, like, understands what's going on and, like, has a moment with the people where he, like, turns and, like,
And then Godzilla is like, sup? And everybody's like...
And then there's a metal Godzilla, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on in that movie.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of unnecessary people. I don't understand why you put people in a Godzilla movie. Anything other than something to be stepped on.
Other than someone going, oh my God, Godzilla.
That's like, it. That's all you need people for in that movie.
Yeah, you don't need to make a whole storyline.
They really do. And
like, so this kind of leads into a show I started watching. Okay. I think it's called La Brea?
La Brea?
La Brea.
Yeah.
You can stream it on Peacock.
It's on NBC, yeah.
The only reason I started watching it from the commercial, which I saw during the Bills Chiefs game, which was only available on Peacock, which a lot of people were pissed off about.
You know what? Stop it.
People were pissed.
I know, but it's like people are such babies, dude.
Right.
Why are people such babies? They're complaining about Taylor Swift being on TV. It's like, really? What else were you gonna see? You wanted to watch him in the huddle?
Right. Honestly, I was living for the Jason Kelce, Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
That's sweet. I would have paid a lot of money to be in that suite with them.
Not only that, but like everybody's mad that you have to buy. Look, the reason that these companies
buy
the rights to these things is so that they can do shit like that. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And if you're expecting businesses to start doing things for people now, then you are fooling yourself. And by the way, the NFL, not in the Bill of Rights.
Right.
You're not guaranteed the ability to watch football games. So grow up, either buy it or don't. Because, look,
Sign up for a 7-day free trial and then bail.
I mean, they turned that off during that, so people wouldn't do that.
Good. Even better.
But I know that not everybody has it in their budget. And that doesn't make them a bad person or wrong. But, unfortunately, you don't get to watch that. It's no different than when something is on cable.
You know what that
means?
You
know what I mean? Like, when the NFL playoffs are on ESPN, it's the exact same thing.
It's literally
the exact same thing.
I mean, at that point, just go to a bar where it's going to be on. By what is it? It's I think.
Although to be fair, to buy Peacock for a year probably would be cheaper than.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I was just gonna do the math. Is I think Nicole and I pay $5.99 for Peacock. Mm-hmm. We do the ad version. I don't care.
I do too. I pay $2.99 because I got it through Xfinity and they do a special deal.
Yeah, jealous of that. I think we actually have Hulu.
By the way, I'm not endorsing Xfinity anymore. So that's just me saying that's a good product for free. You're welcome, Xfinity.
Listen. You should go cableless.
I don't know, man. I like cable. And also
YouTube TV, though.
I know, but like, what's the point?
I get it.
I you know, it costs the same.
Not for us.
Well, but I need all the channels. I want all the channels. See, I want a ton of movie channels. Yeah. I want all that stuff.
As long as I got ESPN, really is the main one. Mm-hmm. And as long as I can see like SportsCenter in the morning, and really that's probably it.
Yeah.
I watch a little bit of the Pat McAfee show every once in a while.
That's on YouTube.
But it's on, like he's on YouTube and even on TikTok.
I don't know, man. I just think that like for me, and especially now because it's so funny because all these streaming services now are going to add.
You commercials. Know,
they're going to have commercials. Yeah. Prime, Netflix.
People are pissed at Prime for doing it too.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, but the thing with Prime is that's another thing, man. Prime is just like a bonus.
Yeah, I don't even think I technically pay for it. Yeah.
You don't. It comes with your Amazon Prime.
So then we're fine.
Which is like, dude, I'm not going to sit here and say Amazon is the greatest thing ever because I'm sure that they're problematic in the world somehow. You don't get to be the richest man in the world without being problematic.
Sure.
But I can't even fathom how much money I've saved on shipping.
Oh yeah,
since I've had Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
I bet you. I promise you, it's in the thousands of dollars.
Probably is
because
yeah.
we order Amazon stuff probably once or twice a week.
My wife, especially now that Quinn's been born. I mean, it's like a package every other day.
Right.
Like.
If you need something. Don't go to the store. Order it from Amazon. Get it tomorrow.
We need to get salt for our water softener.
Yeah,
we just have them ship it. I feel terrible when they do it because it's what we get is 3 40-pound bags of salt, comes in one box.
Really?
I'm like, this poor man
who
is dragging
sexist,
this.
By the way, how do you get in the house?
Because in our we have the same person that always brings our stuff. So this person has to judge.
How do you get it in? It's 120 pounds. How do you get it in?
Well, I open the box and I take them out individually. Kind of you know. Yeah. And honestly, I just luckily usually the person gives up before they make the turn to like our door, which is on the side of our garage. They usually just give up right next to the garage, take a picture, and send it to us. I'm like, that's actually exactly where I need it to be, so thank you.
Well, they have a hand card or at least or something?
I've never seen it. I mean, we just got the Ring camera, so I'm able to now see what people are doing when they're dropping stuff off. But I haven't seen them bring it. The guy just usually carries it, and I'm like, damn. That's like, I mean.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's heavy. So La Brea.
Oh, yeah, La Brea. The only reason I started watching it was for dinosaurs. I'm on season 2, and I haven't seen a dinosaur. So you want to talk about pointless.
Yeah.
What's really going to piss me off is if the dinosaur's like season 3 for one episode.
Yeah.
Because like I thought this was going to be like I got Lost vibes. From the trailer of La Brea.
The trailer definitely gives off Lost vibes.
They even make a joke.
For sure.
They even make a joke in like one of the first few episodes about it. But I am now on season 2. I am more confused than I've ever been with that show. I feel like there's 40,000 characters that are pointless.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, so now what?
So this is my beef with network shows. Because there's 22 episodes season.
And it does feel like...
It's too much to fill.
And there's just random things that they won't explain. Like suddenly someone gets captured. And that person who wasn't captured hasn't made it back to the base. But someone at the base references them being captured. I'm like, how did that happen?
Do you watch Reacher?
I'm on season I just started season 2.
Okay, so Reacher is a prime example, literally on Prime, of how a show should be done.
Just quick.
Nice, clean, tight, contained into one season, 8 episodes, and no fat.
Yeah.
No fat.
Nope. Action and fighting and,
everything's pertinent to the story. Yep. Everybody that comes into the world matters and has a purpose. Yep. It's just the way a show should be
Which makes you, like, when you're watching that, you start being like, okay, so why are you important?
Exactly.
Right now you're here. What do you do to become important?
You start watching these shows. Even back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, when there were no other options, there's just no reason for a show to be 22 episodes per season.
Though I will say, if you follow the format of, like, a Criminal Minds, NCIS, for me personally, like, a Supernatural... CW put that show on, where every episode is, for lack of a
self-contained.
Better, it's like cookie cutter, right?
Yes.
Like,
no,
there's going to be a problem.
I'm with you.
Someone was murdered.
Yes.
Now we do this.
SVU is a great example of that. I used to love that show and watch it religiously.
And then you sprinkle in a few like overall longer season themes.
That's kind of a different story.
Yeah,
I think those
work for that.
Yeah, I really do too. And then the characters come and go. You don't miss them except for Stabler was a guy that you missed, but. Like,
Spencer.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a great example of how that could work.
Yeah.
Because.
But even so, now we're getting examples of it, like Criminal Minds suddenly going to streaming and being shorter. I watched those episodes and I'm like, whoa, we're going too fast. Like, whoa, you need to chill.
Well, no, there's definitely a balance of like you need exposition.
Yeah.
But. Filler is the main problem with those long shows. Like
filler, and then what I've noticed a trend with any show that goes from cable to streaming is it feels like they overemphasize the fact that they can curse now.
I've heard my buddy Courtney tells me the same thing. He said he used to watch Navy SEALs on CBS, and now he watches any
SEAL
says,
team. Yes,
he's like, I can't even cope with the amount of times they say the F word.
Yes, and I mean, like realistically, if it's a war show, they're probably actually dropping that. But for five seasons, they hadn't said anything.
And then it's like super jarring because it's like
Same thing with Criminal Minds. You've got seven, 50, I don't know. You've got a ton of episodes.
Right.
Ton of seasons where I don't even think they say the word damn. And all of a sudden, Rossi, who's like the dad of the show, is going through a divorce, which he actually did earlier in the season, and he's mentally messed up from one of the bad guys, and he's out here dropping F-bombs. Everyone's like, yo, dude, what the hell happened?
That's really funny.
You know?
That's really funny.
So I don't know. I mean, I get it. Like, you can start implementing that a little bit. But, yeah, it gets to a point where
you're like, dude. Yeah, I mean, it's like when a kid finds out they can start cussing around their parents and they overdo it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like you wrote him saying the F word into that scene just because you could.
Yeah.
Which, fine, like, if that's the reason, then fine. But, like, just know it came off that way, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
So. Right.
Yeah, I got to roll because I got to go give away $1,000, but
nice.
Not of my own money. Not this time.
No,
but,
company's money.
Company's money. But, yeah, this was a good call. This is a good talk.